This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several days, we have been concerned with the topic, the three-prong key to a successful life. And we have found this key in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, in which the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." I've already discussed the first two prongs of this key. The first one, trust. Trust not in yourself, lean not unto thine own understanding, but trust in the Lord. And you do that by trusting in his word. And how do you do it? Do it with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. So the first prong of this key is trust. The second prong is acknowledge. This means to admit the claims or the authority of God, the one who has the right to rule over us and to tell us what we should do and must do with our lives. How is this done? By submitting to his word. And in what ways should we acknowledge God? In all of our ways, in life's work, in life's relationships, in life's situations. We had just gotten into this last time when our time had ended. In times of prosperity, we ought to be thankful. But many times, as we do well materially, when we make money, when everything seems to be going our way, when we have good health, and everybody thinks we're wonderful, we tend to give ourselves credit for all of it. But let us, in times of health and prosperity, remember to give God the gratitude, to give God the thanks for all the blessings that we have. And in times of adversity, to not despair, but to turn to God. Remember the words of the psalmist in Psalms 23. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." In fact, the 23rd Psalm shows two pictures of God. First, as a shepherd who is guiding his sheep, protecting them from the wolves and other dangers, taking them to the place where they will be able to drink the water they need and eat the food they need. And also, God is presented as a gracious host who has provided a great and wonderful banquet for us in the time of greatest need. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." Let us note, then, that the second prong is that of acknowledge. Now, the third and last prong of the key that opens the door to a truly successful life is the word direct. Now, this word relates to God. If we do the first two things, that is, if we trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding, and if we in all of our ways acknowledge him, then there will be this great and wonderful result that God will direct our paths. Notice, he will direct our path. He will direct the place in which we will walk. Who will direct it? God will direct it. How will he direct it? He will direct it basically by his word. We cannot know what to do with ourselves without the word of God. One can find the pathways of life set out, clearly marked, in the sacred teachings of the Bible. Also involved in this is our own conscience. We must do what we understand to be right. A man who will not do what he understands to be right is certainly in the wrong direction, and his life cannot be successful. He does it by the influence of godly men and women, by his providence working in our lives, as we read in the lives of such men as Joseph, of Haman, and Esther. Now then, let us raise this question. If God directs your path, then what evil can baffle it? Not any. What obstacle can thwart it? Not any at all. What opposition can overcome it? Absolutely none. And so, friends, while each of us may go to a bookstore and buy books written by a mere human being that tell us how to live our lives, I want to urge you to recognize that the Bible, and only Bible, is the place to go for any of us to be absolutely certain that we can know what we ought to do with our lives.